Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for me. We're made in America, land of the free.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Who's? My name is Casey Johnson. Alongside me, as always, I have one half of the Night Owl Country Band. First things first, I have the backbeat, Steve Perdue.
Woohoo!
And I have my favorite superhero, Brett Denny.
Hello, hello. I love that we have the owl at every podcast with us that knows exactly his cue to come in.
Yeah, I know.
I love it, love it.
And the best part about it, he does it for free. Cheap labor.
Well, it's been an interesting week. Has it not? We'll get to that here in a minute. First things first, I want to start off the way that I start off every show before we get to the tough stuff, and that is the what have you been listening to thing. But obviously, Steve, we all know you're going to say Jacob Bryant. That's
a given.
Fairly obvious.
But I did
this
see
point.
Him live. So
but you went to see him live. That's my point.
Okay, well, I've also been listening to Korn's new album, which is dropped a few weeks back. Sorry. So therefore, you kind of get an idea of what else I listen to. A little Korn's Five Finger Death Punch dropped a new album late last month. That's not really
all great country bands.
Absolutely, absolutely. it didn't quite live to the hype that I thought it would be, but it's still a great album. So those of you who don't know me, I do listen to the heavier side of music as well. But Jacob Bryant is my countryside, leave it at that. And the great music that we have on this top 10. But listen to that too. So
yeah,
keep the submissions coming.
From 10 to 1, all of them are fantastic. So how was your live experience?
Great. It was at the Riverfront Live, sorry. I think there's two bars right next to each other. So Riverfront Live.
And then you got the Riverfront Tap Room that you guys play at.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Riverfronts there. Great venue. Hope to maybe one day we can get in there and play. Hint, hint. But he puts on an awesome show, and not to sound biased, but I mean, if you get a chance to check this cat out, definitely do it. I look forward to seeing him again here soon.
Brett, what have you been listening to lately?
Well, let me put my Mountain Dew down.
Oh, I got one too.
Oh wow, are you saying that all of us like to drink an ice cold Mountain Dew?
Yes, we do.
It doesn't have whiskey in it, but it'll work.
What type of whiskey would you like to put in it?
Crown.
Nice.
Or going back to the, not to cut bread off, but going back to last week, we did get to sample who sponsors Jacob Bryant now, which is Kavanaugh Rum. And coming from a whiskey drinker, the Kavanaugh Rum Gold, and I sound like a commercial here, it's actually really, really good. I was a little skeptic, because obviously if you're getting sponsored by him, you're talking him up. So he had talked it up that, if you're a whiskey drinker, you're going to love this. Yeah, so we got
And we previously discussed on the show, you're not going to turn down free anything.
Absolutely.
Alcoholic.
I'll take free Reynolds wrap. I don't care.
What about free toilet paper?
Right now, I would definitely take some free toilet paper. That's why I raided the Cruise Car Wash earlier today, the little towels they give you to clean your interior. Uh-huh. Yeah, those are definitely coming in handy. And they're like double ply, so they're good stuff.
I know I'm going to disappoint all of our listeners out there.
Oh.
But I did not listen to any George Strait.
Womp, womp, womp.
You had one job.
I know, one job, and I didn't do it. I mean, to be honest, I cannot narrow it down to anything. I will put my Spotify on shuffle and giddy up. we could go from contemporary Christian to Prince to Cyndi Lauper.
Oh.
So.
To Pop Evil.
You never know when you shuffle.
Well, you got two more weeks. George Strait.
Yeah, I got to try to. I mean, part of that is I'll get to work and just forget what we even talked about the day before.
The top number ones to your shuffle right now.
Huh. I could. Can we go on with the top 10?
So, I do want to shout out, I've been listening to the new album and previous album from a young lady named Caitlin Smith. I went to see Little Big Town with Nia a couple weeks ago, and she opened for them. And, you know, we were just talking before we started rolling here about how sometimes when it's just two people on stage, it's kind of a letdown. It'll, like, just one of them is doing a guitar, one of them is doing another guitar or piano or whatever. And that was the situation with her. She stepped out on stage. It was her and her husband. And she started to sing. And I'm like, okay, she's got a really good voice. And then she started hitting notes that I'm like, oh my goodness. And it was one of those things where she would not only hit the note, because, you know, any of us can go, but she would, like, hit them with so much power. Uh-huh. And, like, I've been trying to think of the best way to describe her voice, because she has several different modes in a weird way, where, like, when she's just talking or, you know, just singing normally, I would almost liken her to, on the contemporary Christian side, like a Francesca Battistelli.
Okay.
You know, very smooth but yet powerful voice.
Okay.
But when she really starts going, she has this, like, switch that she flips, and she, like, she becomes something different entirely, and she gets this almost Janis Joplin like edge to her that just, and it's weird because she's like the singer songwriter genre, so it's a little bit unclear whether, like, she falls into the pop side or the country side. You know, there's elements of all of it in there. Some of it's almost a little bluesy, but, like, it's good music. And I have no problem with pop music when it's good music. Like, if the machine was producing this type of music all the time, I would be listening to pop music. So,
gotcha.
Well, I think we've put it off for long enough. We've got to talk about the tough stuff that happened this week. It was a disappointing week for all of us, to say the very least. And actually, ironically, once last week's show came out, the news was already out, and we were still promoting the Wounded Warrior show because we didn't have time to change it.
Right.
But the Wounded Warrior show has been postponed.
Correct.
And I know that, Brett, you especially, being right across the street from Matt, you were deep in the trenches.
Yep.
With that decision, how did that come about for you guys? Because one day it was like, okay, we're on and we're doing the building walkthrough, which I was definitely reminded about from Matt. And then the next day it's like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, tough decision. You know, do you want to go to the panic side, or do you want to go to the, you know, hey, this could be a show for, you know, 3 or 4 hours that takes people's minds off of what's going on. But, you know, I think we just erred on the side of caution. And I think the message from the governor of the state, when he released that saying, you know, suggestive to not have groups of more than 250, that was probably our last resort of saying we should probably cancel. And all the stars were okay with it also. So.
Yeah. So it has been officially postponed. It's a very important distinction between postponed and canceled.
Correct.
It is going to coincide now with your Halloween show, yeah. which is going to be on Saturday, October 24th, correct?
Correct.
And I believe as of now, everybody who was going to be there is.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, they've all said so far that they'll be there that day too, so... No changes in the docket. So
that'd
be great.
That.
And
the
docket. And you know, I was making a graphic for the announcement, and one thing that I put in there, which is something that we all share, is we like to try to view this as an opportunity to get the word out more and make it an even bigger event than it was
yes.
going to be before, because
yes.
we've got all of these extra months to promote. Which brings me to a little announcement. Hey everybody, Casey here. So originally at this point in the show, I had a pretty major announcement that I was going to throw at you guys, and as times change and the differences between Sunday and now, this announcement has evolved. It's gotten crazier. It's gotten better. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Be watching for another episode of this show Monday. It's going to be myself, Matt, and Tim. And on that show, we are going to have a major announcement, really cool announcement, that is just absolutely going to knock your socks off. We can't wait for it. So with that being said, listen Monday, listen to the show. We cannot wait to bring this announcement to you. And in the meantime, listen to this episode of Who's Who. Steve, you know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
This is Who's Who, the weekly independent country countdown podcast presented by Night Owl Country Band. If you want to support the show, head to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss us a few of your twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. But, of course, if you have no bucks to toss our way, go to facebook.com/whoswhopod where you can find us, and you can find Night Owl Country Band online. facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at TheRealNOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at nightowlcb.com. I promise one day I will say that completely all the way through with no errors.
You forgot our Tinder.
Oh, my.
You get all four. Swipe right. Oh, well, I think if I happened to cross all four of you on Tinder at the same time, that would be positively heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And number 10 this week is a new song to the countdown. And, you know, this is the type of song that just makes you smile. It makes you groove. Frank Vera with Heartbroke.
Amazon package on the porch, Burberry shoes on the floor. You want it all and some more. If I could buy it, you'd try it. Giselle for the day. You're beautiful, my supergirl. What I'm trying to say is I'd go heartbroke, go heartbroke, go heartbroke for you. Turn this bush light to champagne, Cadillac for two. If these feelings were dollars, I'd spend them all on you. I'd go heartbroke, heartbroke, go heartbroke for you.
Frank Vera with Heartbroke, and that is just a song that gets you moving,
mm-hmm.
man, is it not?
It is. I mean, you know, it there's a lot of songs you hear on country radio right now that sounds like, so that could probably hit a country radio station. One thing that pops out at me, and you know, it's entered my mind a couple times when I've tried to write a song. Like, his opening word on the song is Amazon package on the porch.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's great. But then what happens in 5 years, you know, or 10 years when Amazon may not ever be around again? I'm not saying anything bad about it, but I'm also going, you know, I always teeter with that of, should I put today's news in a song right now? I don't know.
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from. The same token, though, is we're today. So, I mean, if today that's prominent,
mm-hmm.
you know, Mountain Dew not be around. 5 years from now.
Mountain Dew will be around forever.
It is obvious that The Simpsons will still be here when we're dead and gone.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. But, I mean, at the same token, I think you're fighting for what's, you know, what's prominent today. And you're trying to relate to people today. So it's a double-edged sword.
Oh, nice. At least you didn't say sword.
Well, see, when you said that, it made me think. Because for those that don't know, I worked as a host at Cracker Barrel for 3 years of my life. Okay. And so I heard the same 50 songs on repeat for 3 years of my life.
Okay.
And I like country, but it got to be a bit much. And the part, whenever this song was playing, I would always hear this line. It's from Joe Nichols, "What's a Guy Gotta Do to Get a Girl in This Town," from like the early to mid 2000s. Uh-huh. And the third verse says, "Had an old man tell me, boy, if you were smart, you'd hit the produce aisle at the Super Walmart." And I'm like, he's talking about a Super Walmart back when there was a difference, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting moment in time to think about it. And, you know, the idea behind the song is heartbreak.
Yep.
And that's, I think, something that anybody can identify with. Because, you know, when you find that one person, you know that's your person. It's hard to, you know, imagine a world without them. And that's what he's saying. I would go heartbroken for you. Like, because I think all three of us would agree that we're kicking beyond our coverage with what we currently have. Like, I don't know how in the world I came across Nia or the actions that led to me having her. Like, I don't get that. So, like, thinking about a world without her, it's crazy. Like, we were talking yesterday about what would happen, and that this is kind of stupid conversations we have. If we had a genie and it was, you know, your standard three wishes, how do you handle that? Mm-hmm. And I asked her the question because I think, and you guys will probably agree with me, I think that this is a given. I said, so how are you going to get around the three wishes thing? Because you obviously want to get around the three wishes thing.
Right.
But everybody knows you get three wishes. The only thing you can't wish for is more wishes.
More wishes.
Mm. And I was talking to her about, you know, maybe different ways that you could wish for a scenario in which you had unlimited wishes. Like if you wished for fairy godparents or if you wished for like a wish app on your phone, not wish.com. Although wish.com is where I get all of my China. Wait.
Oh my goodness. Great.
So that's how I got here.
But
patient zero. Yep.
But I was talking to her about it and she said, I don't think I would. And I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, I think that would be very important not to. I think that, you know, I would take that opportunity to see what's important in my life and do my three wishes and move on. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm not as good of a person as you are.
she threw that right in your face.
Yeah, like, oh, you have, as it turns out, I'm really lucky because you have way better morals than I do. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
As she's going, I would probably wish for the Aquaman guy.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
And my wife thinks that he's just the greatest thing since
sliced bread. No, her mom would wish for Jason Momoa.
Hey, hell, I would wish for Jason Momoa.
Let's be completely honest. If you were in an airport and Jason Momoa like winked at you and headed into a stall... That's what I love about this song. it gets that kind of like stupid love story stuck in your head,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I thought you were going to go into to number nine here, and you had a perfect segue
another
there.
Segue.
Yeah, perfect
nine.
Segue coming in at number nine.
Well, coming in at number nine is Crystal Lee with "Different Days Bring Different Things."
This morning, it was way too soon to tell. Oh, I seem so nervous to hear that classroom bell. My senior year is right here, but what does that mean? I'll just keep believing different days bring different things. different days bring different things.
Steve, you good?
I'm good, sir.
Coming in at number 9. Crystal Lee with Different Days Bring Different Things. And guys, if you could hear the cutting room floor for this show, man, I swear, I just tried to hit record 8 different times, and every time it would be like, all right, here we go, and I'd hit record, and then Steve would be like, I can't wait for Lucas Brothers to come back.
Brett was
Brett said that. Brett said about Lucas Brothers.
Oh, okay, cool. I said
so he gets 1 out of 8.
Okay, well, you only have 7 then.
It was being facetious.
Don't spread like the coronavirus that way. Get that toilet humor out of here.
We definitely thank Crystal for sending that song, and we have just been recently sent a new song by Crystal that we will be listening to and hopefully rating and maybe mm-hmm. making the top 10 list.
Yeah, no, I will say I have listened to the song, and it's a good song. It's a departure. You know, it's different from... it's different from different... I guess we can say that different songs bring different things.
Sure,
yeah. Now, when she said that to you, was she playing the mandolin, or is...
It's a ukulele.
I think it's a ukulele.
It's a ukulele.
Oh. I'm a dumb drummer,
It's just her and a ukulele. And in a weird way, I think that makes the song.
Yeah, I did like that. I thought it was very clean with... I mean, obviously, with music behind it would obviously enhance it, but I thought just the way it was very mm-hmm. clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now we have to put it on the countdown at some point, because we've just talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Either way, thank you to Crystal and her entire family for your continued support. And on that topic, we would like to thank, in particular, 3 of our patrons, mm-hmm. John Barr, Scott Poole, who happens to be Crystal Lee's father, and the singular unit of Jerry and Nadina Perdue.
Right.
Good people right there.
Yeah, and they're the type of people that support what they love.
Mm-hmm.
And we always appreciate
that. Which is obviously
that.
Me.
Coming up next.
I wish you could see eye rolls on microphone.
I have a
feeling.
Well,
you could if we get 3 more patrons.
Yeah, yeah, you can see that coming up soon. I do want to say about this next song. I love this song very, very much. But also, I think that this song is the perfect song for right now, with where we're at in the world, with the level of, frankly, hysteria that is sweeping the entire world. This song very much so has the message, put no thought to tomorrow. You never know if it's going to come. And when it all comes down to it, as Jeremy Parsons says, we're just making things up as we go. Jeremy Parsons with Making Things Up As I Go. And guys, if this isn't a song for right now, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, just like what we talked about earlier, you know, we have been doing The Wounded Warrior. We've been, you know, promoting it. You know, we went and did the walkthrough, you know, one day. And then
bought commercial
time. Yeah, bought commercial time. They start showing our commercial on TV, and then the very next day we have to... cancel our or postpone our show. Yeah, we're just making things up as we go.
Yeah, and you know, it's it kind of when you listen to this song, Steve, I think it puts your life kind of into perspective in a way where mm-hmm. it's like we're all just doing what we can.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. We are small fish in a big pond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're finding out just how small fish we really are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And honestly, I think that this next song lines up perfectly with exactly what we're saying, so we may as well not waste any more time. It is the Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valleys, the wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Themselves on a summer night as the whippoorwill and the hoot owl make the darkness come alive. The countryside is calling out through the mountain breeze. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Have we lost our minds? Why
Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees, and very thematic episode, I guess, of yep. Of Who's Who. This is exactly what we've been talking about. We're kind of being forced in some ways to figure out the beauty among us, because we're going to have to make our own toilet paper from the trees.
Probably.
Ah.
I had a note on this one. One of the lines in the song.
Well, tell me what the note is.
It talks about fireflies.
Mm.
And so that just, you know, that just takes me back to my childhood of chasing and catching the fireflies and putting them in the
Did you hear
mason
that
jar.
Fireflies are officially on the endangered list?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was before I did it, right? I didn't cause this, right? Is this the
ripple
effect?
Not saying that. You're a terrorist.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, when your windshield is lit up like a Christmas tree because of them.
Oh, that's true.
Got one in a jar, shaking
yeah.
it.
Look at this.
Beauty amongst the tree. Why do they let us alone?
I don't know. I bet when Matt listens to this, he just shakes his head.
I start doing it myself. That's what he says. Or let Tim do it.
We love you, Matt.
Tim won't ever say anything that's non-provoked.
And
like, he would have never have been bleeped had I not pissed him off about the Green Bay Packers, correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I found an itch, and I scratched it until
he bleeped.
And
over
I think we're especially bad today because we're not in the usual setting.
Yeah.
It's
Brett's house today.
We are at Brett's house.
Brett's house.
Because Matt's in the ER. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah. Be concerned, everyone.
No coronavirus.
Just a recluse spider bite.
Right. That's all right.
Anyway.
I'm sure which is worse here. I'm going to say the spider bite.
Coming in at number six, we have Lucas Chilaberty with Rainmaker.
Rainmaker.
In a covered wagon, he crossed the Great Divide. On his way to Kansas, with two more days to ride. He'd
heard about the suffering, the ones who died in vain. He came to work his magic, he was gonna make it rain. Rainmaker, can you open up the sky? It's gonna take a miracle, the well is almost dry. Rainmaker, our lives are in your hands. If anyone can save us now,
Lucas Chiliberti with Rainmaker. And guys, as far as we know, this is still the plan, I understand. April 5th, which now may or may not be the day of WrestleMania, depending on how things work. But Edinburgh, Indiana, Pixie Theater.
Yep.
Got a gospel show coming up.
Yep. Yeah, this will be our third time?
I believe so, yes.
I believe so.
Of doing that. You know, all of our fans that like Night Owl Country Band, they enjoy just as much the Night Owl Gospel Band. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, last week on Out of the Nest, I talked to Matt and Tim about our the Christian gospel songs that have meant the most to us throughout our life. Quick, Out of the Nest, both of you give me one.
One.
One. One. One Christian song that means the most to you.
You know, because we were given the heads up of what this was going to be. I had three, so now I'm going to pick two. Pick one.
Give me all three. Rapid fire. Go.
All right, three. One would be Standing on the Promises, because when I was a little kid and we did the... where we could just shout out what hymn we wanted the...
Yeah.
You know, I would say 323, Standing on the Promises.
Out of time.
Not
just just kidding.
Next one would be...
it's funny how the numbers stay with you, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where, like, the red book at my church, number 38, farther along.
Uh-huh.
actually, my grandpa, he when he started to get Alzheimer's, he was a song leader at church. And one week he got up and he said... number 74, and it was Kneel at the Cross.
Uh-huh.
And then the next week he got up and he said, number 74 is Kneel at the Cross. He was forgetting that he had done it the previous week and was forgetting to make new notes as well.
Mm-hmm.
One time, like, he did Kneel at the Cross three times.
Oh, my goodness.
In a service. So I'll never forget number 74.
Number 74. Number two, Third Day's Love Song. That was the very first song I did at church after I learned guitar. So that was my first me and my guitar song. So that's what got me going. And then my favorite song to ever sing, you know, I've sung this for years and years and years at the church, and that is Thank You by Ray Bolts. Just great song.
Ray Bolts?
Ray Bolts.
Like Bolts.
B-O-L-T-Z.
Ah, yes. Pied is going to like you go back to my... childhood coming up, of course, y'all started at Matt's church playing drums, and one song that we did together, me, Matt, and his sister Sarah, when we were playing music around here, was Wake Up the Master, which I think we've done that.
We've done it a time or two.
It's time to wake.
Yeah.
Classic.
We did another one called Upper Room, which is a really, I don't know who originally sung these songs, so I'm not going to try to name them. Upper Room is a really fast, fun. I mean, it's a good Pentecostal type song.
You guys always talk about that.
And then number three actually is of a modern time. Is actually one that you brought to us.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it right now. Off the top.
It's his favorite though.
Well, no, it's a great song. I just can't remember the name of it. It's we pulled up for practice for this show last year,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was the first time you heard it.
Nails in Your Hands?
Yes. Okay. And I was like, is that a new song you wrote? I mean, you ask him. I was all excited. Oh, my God, that's a really great song. It's kind of gospel-y. He's like, because it's a gospel song, stupid. And I never really listened to the modern gospel. Contemporary
Christian.
So I didn't know it. But, I mean, the song is a very powerful song. And I love the way Brett does it. And, I mean, it sounded country to me, and it's a great song. So that is a newer song, but I liked it very much the first time I heard it, and I love playing it.
Nice.
Now the question has to become,
yes.
Now that we're on song six and I brought this up, what am I going to ask you later? Oh, yes. Well, I'll give you some time to drink about it and lead into this next song. Fourth and Main with their fantastic song.
Great song.
Drink to the Song.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get rowdy around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on. First CD was by Alabama. 10 tracks that taught me all my country grammar. I'd push play and practice on my southern drawl. I credit Song of the South for the way I talk. Mama used to crank up the radio to George Strait singing about the rodeo. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cowboy and sing about Cheyenne until I lost my voice. They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know, we shout them out at the top of our lungs. When we drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
Fourth and Main, Drink to the Songs. We were just talking about, they just released a music video for this song. And it's very minimalist, very cool. I love their music video for this. It's just them sitting around in a circle, just like you would be if you were sitting out in the garage drinking with just...
Red Solo cups.
Yeah, Red Solo cups and a camera panning around them continually. And... they've been doing a lot of these almost minimalist videos lately, and I love it. Some of them are covers, and some of them are their originals. Mm-hmm. And I am so glad that we happened across these guys, because yes, they're absolutely fantastic.
What was the note I had on this one? Oh,
that one of them listened to George Strait, and you haven't.
No, that wasn't the note. Okay. I enjoy that all the different people singing on the verses. You know, that gives it a little something different.
See, well, it kind of goes like we said about a campfire, where I mean, you're everybody's just kind of reliving their own little, you know, because I mean, if you go to a party, whatever, and we're mm-hmm. sitting around, you're drinking your beverage of choice, you're kind of going through life, whether it be song or what it is.
Yeah.
But you get your chance to talk. So,
and I found it interesting, like, too, like when I...
Good call, Brett.
When I watched them, because it's always interesting to see what the arrangements are when you actually see them perform. Mm-hmm. It's just the two guys. And the way that the two of them sound like all four of them.
Right.
Is so cool.
That is funky.
It's just the, you know, the baritone and the bass, and they're going back and forth. And I highly, highly recommend. We shared it to our Facebook page. If you haven't yet, check out the music video.
Okay.
Yeah, worth watching. And this is their second song on the mm-hmm. countdown. I look for more to come. And And definitely, like you say at the end of our podcast, check out new music. If you're not checking out anybody, check these guys out. These guys are
and
really good.
They're so cool, too, where, like, when Bad With Me was on its last week on the countdown, we all kind of knew it was going to drop off. I messaged him. I'm like, all right, what's next? And they're like, Drink to the Songs. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll talk to you in a few months. definitely. And, you know, if you happen to be traveling down to Nashville for any reason and you need something to do, check them out wherever they are. They are from the Nashville area. Yeah. So
hey, we played there a lot too.
Yeah. Stay tuned, maybe. coming in at number 4, and you know, you talk about your experiences through life and sitting around a campfire and whatnot. That's what this song makes me think of. Richard Lynch with Back in 1953.
I get to play this old guitar my daddy gave to me. It was made in a time before I was born, and 1953. I'd like to have been around back then and see what I could see. Maybe understand just how the man gave his love of music to me. Think I'll carry it on, playing my songs the way my daddy did when I was a kid in our country home. 1,000 memories flowing through me. I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
Richard Lynch with Back in 1953. Fantastic song, Richard. We thank you for your continued support of the show. Right now, however, it's time to step out of the nest, gentlemen.
Oh, my.
Stepping out.
Out of the nest. Because you see, owls have a nest, and so we're going to step out of it.
Mm-hmm. I see. But some owls have barns.
Well, when we need to name something different, we'll call it the barn. Still waiting to use the den, too. It's
stepping out of the parliament.
Well, no, we already have a parliament thing.
Oh.
That's one of our Patreon tiers.
That's right.
Womp,
womp, womp.
That's actually the one that Brett told you about on the announcement video.
Were you not listening?
No.
Because I'll never forget. For some reason, Brett, your voice saying that is stuck in my head of you just going, our next tier, the parliament. I'm like, is he mad or what?
I think it just brought me back to when I was reading the Snyder version of the Batman comics, and they were introducing the parliament, and it was a bad group of people, and maybe I was just...
You know the parliament about?
Yes, yes. Mm. So maybe court I was mad owls, about that.
Friend. Beware of the court of owls.
What was his name? Snyder? I can't remember.
I forget. I do know there are rumors that when they come out with the next Batman game, it's going to revolve around the court of owls, so that'd be kind of
okay.
Cool.
All right.
You know, guys, I was thinking, because we... Some people believe it's overblown, some people believe it's not, whatever, but we do live in a time of fear right now, and, you know, it's justified fear. Nobody wants to get sick. I got to thinking, I've never asked you guys this, and it'll be interesting to hear from such macho men as you are.
All right.
Well, you know.
I want you guys to tell me about your greatest fear.
Greatest.
Oh, here we go.
Is it, you know, potentially being bitten by a recluse spider and ending up in the ER?
No, it's not that. I mean...
Waking up to Matt in your bedroom?
No, I've done that.
Oh. Well, it's not me waking up in your bedroom, because we definitely have done that. Many times we've roomed together.
I mean, I could tell you the thing that probably comes back to me the most. You know, I'll sit there. Am I afraid of heights? Not per se.
Until, I'm afraid of falling from heights, I'm not afraid of heights.
You know, I can sit there and be in line waiting for the drop zone at Kings Island. And, you know, I'm going, that's not bad. But then when you're on the ride and it goes higher than what you think.
The anticipation,
you know, you know, I get a little bit, but I'm not afraid of heights. I'd say the thing that comes into my mind the most is probably death. I'm probably a little afraid to die. That's, you know, because of, you know, the pessimist in me, you know, people's lives are just going to go on. I'm not, you know, my life goes on when people have passed, but, you know, are my daughters going to just almost forget about me. I know they won't, but you know they're going to just go on their line.
A philosopher said one time that you die two deaths. You die once when your heart beats its final beat, and then you die a second time when somebody, not knowing that they are the person, says your name for the last time that it'll ever be said.
I see. So, wow. I'd say that's something that enters my mind is you know.
It's going to be hard to fill your spot if you do that, too. When your guy plays guitar and can sing.
Yeah.
And songwrite. So.
And lives across the street.
I'm not, again, am I afraid to die? No, but, you know, I guess I'm afraid of what legacy I might have.
Yeah, you're afraid that your impression isn't large enough.
Sure.
Steve, what's your biggest fear?
That's some quantum stuff. I'm scared of needles, yo.
Yeah.
I am the biggest wuss. You could hit me in the head with a sledgehammer, and yeah, it's going to hurt, but I would rather take that than to get an IV or the flu shot.
I knew that about you.
I'm
and what makes you afraid? It's hard for me to fathom that because I'm not afraid.
I think also because what happens when you get stuck, you bleed. I could watch you bleed out right now and be like, that is the coolest crap I've ever seen. You prick my finger with a needle, and I'm ready to pass out. So I guess it's kind of the dual fear if I can't really see my own blood.
I see.
And I don't do needles.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Nobody. I've had shots before. I've had an IV once when I had kidney stones a long time ago. And the lady said, are you scared of needles? As she's pulling the needle out of the little package for the IV.
Does this scare you?
Right. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh,
you
God.
Know?
We need to get to video because if you could have seen what just happened on Breath Face.
Yeah, that, I'm pretty simple. That's it.
All right.
Well, I'll throw mine out
there.
And this one is very scary because it has happened to me once.
Okay.
And so I know that at any point it might again. And I am terrified
of not having toilet paper.
No.
Matt had that fear until he ran out of toilet paper once on a trip. And he improvised. We'll leave it at that.
Improvised.
That'll be his out of the nest question for you next week.
But no, I am very, very scared of experiencing sleep paralysis.
Okay.
So do you guys know what sleep paralysis
is? Not a clue.
Not really.
So
I can
sleep paralysis
together,
is where your body gets in a state where it is neither awake nor asleep.
Okay.
Your eyes are open and you can like see things that are going on around you, like in your periphery, but you cannot move because as far as your brain is considered, your brain thinks it's still asleep.
Okay.
And essentially when you're asleep, your brain puts itself like your body in a state of paralysis so that it can, you know, work on things.
Sure.
And so when you experience sleep paralysis, you are awake, you are sentient, you understand that, you know, you're awake, but you can't move at all. And as a result of that, your body also, your brain kind of keeps dreaming. And so the most, and this has happened to me, so I know just how bad it is, but the most common one is you see figures darting around you. And there is, like, a scary man, basically.
Okay, I have three fears.
That is... that is...
Are
and
you
keep
sure
in
this
mind,
was an alien abduction?
No, it's a different thing because it's all in the shadows. And you're staring straight at the ceiling.
Okay.
You can't move. And, like, you can't scream. You can't do anything. And it's, like, you see this figure creeping up toward you. And you know he's going to take you.
I see.
And you know that it's real and you don't know what's a dream and what isn't. And like the only hope that you have is to like keep trying to scream, because while you're trying to scream, your body is kind of talking in sleep. But like the number one sound that you can make is like, but it like if you can make that loud enough or somehow move your body around to the point where you actually jolt awake, then it's over. But like I don't get scared of nightmares. Like, I could have the worst nightmare in the world. Like, I'm being dismembered and I can feel it. And then, like, I wake up and I look around my my bedroom and I'm like, okay, well, that was terrible. And then I go back to sleep. But that was the one that, like, I didn't sleep for 3 hours after I finally woke up from that. And it's a fairly common condition if you have... Sorry, Brett, but like if you have bad anxiety, you're a little more prone to it. So next week, listen as Brett gives you his experiences with sleep paralysis. But yeah, no, scariest thing that has ever happened to me in my life. Luckily, at the time that it happened, Nia was living in France.
Okay.
And so it was like 4 a.m, but she was awake.
Okay.
And so she talked to me.
All right.
Until I could go back to sleep, but
so did the scary figure or the shadowy figure? Did he call your name?
No, he didn't. He was silent, and that was why it was so scary. But anyway, coming in at number 3.
But wow.
Coming in at number 3.
He's been dying for that too. You know, he's just like, oh, I'm gonna get it in one of these. Oh, there it is. This is my chance. People are going, what the hell are they talking about? But whenever Casey starts breathing again, he'll let you know why this is so funny. That was a great segue right there.
Oh my goodness.
You want me to do it? The next song is Calling My Name.
I've been stirring around here for 35 years, and I've been up in the morning grinding my gears, but ain't nobody here to listen to my song. I've been washed to the side by the pouring rain. I've been tossed around in a hurricane. And I've been brought to tears by a child. Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name. But I can't let that slow me down. Cause the train pulling down, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign. I've been paying dues and been going broke. And I remember a time when I couldn't joke, but I didn't know my hands been tied. Well, for nights I've been running, and for nights I ain't found peace. See, it's hard to lay your head down when your mind won't let you sleep. Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down. Cause the train pulling down, the sun rolling in, and the lines on the face show my sin. And the devil knows where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign. Struggling, strive for lost years of my life, my first wife, but I didn't know that'd lead me here. Until late one night, calling his name from across the river, come on from a train. Since then, I've been caught up on old line coming to town. Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down. Train pulling down, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows.
that slow man down. Cause the train pulling out, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows you where I sign.
John Hunt with Calling My Name. I love this song. It's got such a cool sound to it. His voice has got such a great sound to it. It's completely unique as to anything else that we get, and I love that about it.
Yeah. I still love the wording of the chorus, just every bit of it. The wording, the storytelling of that. So that's a great song.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've liked the song since it was submitted, and I listened to it. I was like, wow, this is one of my favorites of the submissions we got that week. And I thought his first song that he sent us was really good. A very good compliment to the first one. I mean,
Very good contrast and compliment.
Right. Kind of like we were talking about album, start of the album. You know, if this was his album, you'd have Smoke Smells is the first one. This is a good one to come in right behind it.
Oh yeah, 100%. And of course, we can always thank John for his continued support of the show. Mm-hmm. He's one of our biggest supporters, and thank you for continuing to create good music. We can't thank you enough. Another one of our biggest supporters of the show is the song that is coming in at number two this week after a 3-week unprecedented 3-week
Uno
reign
dos tres
at number one. Of course, we are talking about Courtney Dickinson with Freedom.
Freedom!
Take the two-lane black tie.
Courtney Dickinson with Freedom. And Brett, it is time to introduce a Night Owl favorite, is it not?
It is. It is time, and it's time. This happens always after number two and right before number one. It's kind of where we've stuck it.
Usually I do number two and number one at the same time.
There but are times. Sometimes they're connected. This was a song called Cool Gentle Wind. This was recorded at Hilltop. This was our first...
our first Nashville recording.
Nashville recording. And our first nationally released song. So this was my first time of being in a recording studio, you know. And it was fun. You know, we did record our first album. We were at a person's house, you know, his own recording studio. But we were all right there in this room, you know.
Right.
This was where I was segregated from everyone and had the headphones on and was listening. And this has some
violin.
I can
still see you, though.
Yes, we could see each other. This had some great violin from Deanie Richardson on it.
She played for a few people you may know.
May have heard of.
This guy is new up and coming guy called Bob Seger.
Maybe I've seen him live. I don't know.
One of the funny parts of this recording is Matt was out in the middle of the main room, and just to keep us all on time, because we were not used to click tracks, you know.
Right.
So to keep us all on time, he was singing, you know, so we could play along with his singing. And again, I think we were just so hyped up. The violinist, the fiddle player, shall I say, was just doing some great runs, and he was just excited and just let out this laugh holler thing, you know. And they actually left that in the recording, and it was so awesome. So,
didn't Steve? You were telling me, wasn't this the one that you guys basically rewrote?
Well, we not the lyrics, obviously, but the music. We'd actually played it different before we went down there, and we went down there without it. We had just lost our lead guitar player, so that was one more person out of the equation. So that kind of changed the song anyway, because now we're gonna have a guy step in. So me, Matt, and Brett kind of put our heads together and just kind of goofing around, you know. And I thought, well, change that. And then when Deanie came in, you know, we were like, well, let's run through it. So we kind of just threw those changes in there through the first run, and it sounded really good.
Right.
So she was like, let me hear it one more time. So we ran through it one more time. So we was able to do it again. Of course, second time through, it sounded even better. And she was like, I'm ready to record. So we got to do it a third time. And the tracks that she actually, on this one she laid, would have been radio ready by itself.
Yeah.
And she's like, guys, you know, I don't want to waste anybody's time here, but I think I could do better. And
all right.
We communicate through an intercom system, right? Uh-huh. So I'm pushing the button, and I click over to her box. I go, I don't know that you can do better than that. That was about as fantastic as a fiddle play as I've ever heard. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, she actually stepped it up.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got done, you know, I throw a little, I don't want to say a drum solo, but there's a little, you know, some measures there where I just get to play by myself.
Yeah.
As soon as we got done, the sound engineer, you know, boxes in, he goes, y'all are making Alabama songs. What is what you're making? It sounds very Alabama-ish. And we all had fun. Very professional. Everybody on this track was very professional.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Cool Gentle Wind.
Walking through the cemetery of my old flames, looking at the tombstone, trying to forget their names. taken me a long time to get where I am. Your love, baby, is like a cool, gentle wind. I've been through hell, rain, and the snow. Storms of life, sometimes of love. The waves that toss my life ship. Your love babes like a gentle wind. My poor heart beats like rain. Scars, Lord, I show the proof. When you come in the room, you're like sun on a warm spring day. You're like cool, gentle wind that takes my breath away. I've been through hell, rain, and snow. The storms of life sometimes will blow. The waves that toss my life ship. Your love babes like a gentle wind. Been through hell, rain, and snow. The storms of life sometimes will blow. The waves that toss my life ship. Your love babes like a gentle wind. You're like a cool, gentle wind.
And now it is time for the number one song. And guys, if I'm thinking about this right, we just had Courtney Dickinson at number two, so that means we have to have a brand new
number one
song, and it is well deserved. Yeah, Matt tells the story every week that this is on, but it's true. We were headed to do a walkthrough of the Strand before the kickoff of the Made in America tour, and I was in his passenger seat, and I'm like, oh, we got a submission. He's like, okay, let's hear it. And we listened to half of the first verse, and we were like, oh yeah, yeah, this one's going on the countdown. And now it is all the way up to number one, Cason Lane with Countryside of Me.
Y'all listen up now. Here we go. Yeah, we got the Fireball whiskey sitting go on tap. The double barrel shotgun hanging low in the glass. Life is easy here on Dirty Street.
just that hillbilly redneck countryside of me. Just like two old coon dogs barking in trees, chasing that white tail brings me to my knees. I'm a bucking rut, you're a doing heat. Yeah, shake that thing, girl, you do what I need. Cases of beer sitting on coolers of ice, my baby beside.
Jason Lane with Countryside of Me, making its way all the way up
to number one.
To the number one position. Mm-hmm. And so well deserved. That song is so good.
It is.
And I've listened to the rest of their album, and it is just as good. Seriously, go give the rest of this,
so you're
their music a listen.
There'll be more.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I love, and you know, we've talked about it so many times, that album, the number one song on the album, the first one, the first track, that's so important. And starting off any album with that dun, 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 oh, that's a good time. Yeah, that's a good time. Yeah. Well, guys, we've had some fun here.
Always do.
Yeah, feels good to shut out the world for a bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got the best three guys representing the band in one room. It's going to be a fun time.
And I mean, again, like Casey always says, if you were to be able to see this, it'd be 100 times better.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully,
if you could just hear the off audio, off recorded conversation.
Yeah, no, all of that is for the
bloopers, bleepers.
That's for the documentary in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. If you didn't know, this is Who's Who, the weekly independent country countdown podcast presented by the Night Owl Country Band. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss us a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. Remember, the next three of you who subscribe at any level are going to get a free shot glass to show our appreciation. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/who's who pod and find Night Owl Country Band online, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at The Real NOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Countryman, and online at nightowlcb.com, where you can get tickets to Night Owl shows. You can get all of the Night Owl and Who's Who merch. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Remind everybody out there, well, whatever's going on, people, just stay safe, love one another, and we'll get through this, I promise.
Yep.
And we will be more than happy to give you some music to pass the time to lead you through. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for your support. And as always, in closing, I just say, listen to some music this week that you wouldn't have listened to otherwise.
George Strait.
We'll see you guys next time.